As we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about.
Yes, folks, it's what we're thinking about.
It's what we're thinking about.
It's absolutely, definitely what we're thinking about. That's my good friend Barry Ebert with his song, It's What We're Thinking About. And good evening and welcome to the show. I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is What We're Thinking About. This here is your resource for learning to swim in the infinite ocean of pure potentiality. An island of affirmative intentionality in a sea of negativity. This is the place to free yourself from sentiments of blaming, of resentment, of thoughts of lack and limitation. This is where you learn to lift yourself up from the depths of the conspiracy theorists, the naysayers, all of those who are anti-this and anti-that and anti-everything. You know who I mean. The ones who would totally disempower us all with messages of how we are being taken advantage of, how we're being used, how the government, the cults, the Zionists, the globalists, and every other special interest group imaginable, you name it, how they are all in charge. And you? Well, you're in control of nothing. You're powerless, of course. Here, this show is where we draw the line. This show is where we raise ourselves up and declare that we will no longer be the victims of the voices of negativity. Not even the voices in our own heads. The motto of this Republic Broadcasting Network is, because you can handle the truth. On this show, we're going to talk about real truth, about universal truth, about the truth of spiritual principles. Gandhi had a theory that's been referred to as truth power. The basic idea is that we are all capable of recognizing the great truths of life. I'm here to prove that theory. Because I believe that no matter what your religious beliefs, no matter what philosophy of life or spiritual path you follow, you can and will recognize the great metaphysical truths of the universe. And that is what we will focus on. You are in control. You are the co-creator of your reality. You can decide and choose to no longer be the victim. And you can do it by virtue of what you're thinking about. That's the name of this show. And that, my friends, is the truth of your life. So here we are. It's a beautiful Monday evening. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I will talk about anything you wish to talk about. There are a couple of rules that I have around the calls. I will not argue with anyone. I will discuss whatever you wish. I will not argue with you, and we will never go to a place of blaming anyone for anything, because I'm clear the only person to blame is ourselves. So let's take care of a little order of business here before we move into the show. We are still in our pledge drive, obviously, and you can donate to us in assorted different ways, and here they are. You can call us at 1-800-724-2719. If it's after 6 p.m. Central Time, as it is now, use extension 116. I'm sorry, use extension 115. If you call during the day, use that same number, 1-800-724-2719, and then you use extension 116. If you would like to use your credit card and donate via PayPal, please just dial in on your computer, www.republicbroadcasting.org. That is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Or you can send us a snail mail with a check. I'll tell you that address when we get back from break here, because it's a new address, and I want to make sure you get it right. This is what we're thinking about. I'm Ken Ludwig. See you in 3 minutes.
Do In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach...
Welcome back to the show here. This is what we're talking about, what we're thinking about, I'm sorry. And my name is Ken Ludwig. I'm your host tonight. I wanted to finish off with how to donate to Republic Broadcasting Network using the old-fashioned way. The old-fashioned way would be to just write us a check and send it via snail mail to RBN, that's Republic Broadcasting Network, at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's a brand-new address for those of you who are interested in sending us a donation, and I'll repeat it one more time here. That's RBN at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I have a little poem here for you from Edgar Guest, the great old poet. "You are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you'll lead or will linger behind, whether you'll try for the goal that's afar or just be contented to stay where you are." Bob Proctor, the great self-help author and motivational speaker, and also from the movie The Secret, "Your purpose explains what you are doing with your life. Your vision explains how you are living your purpose. Your goals enable you to realize your vision." And all of those things, your purpose, your vision, and your goals, are all fired by your belief in yourself. If you do not have the belief, then your vision and your purpose and your goals really don't amount to a hill of beans, because it is the belief that absolutely gives the power to all of those things in your life. Now, this is something that we all struggle with at one time or another. We all have difficulty believing in ourselves, or sometimes we don't have the right information to believe the actual truth of ourselves. But there is a way to cure that. And it's part of the decide, believe, dream model that I use in my coaching practice with the Business Growth Solutions system. Is very simple, that you sit down and you make a kind of a list to start with. A list of what you believe about yourself. A list of what you believe about your business. A list of what you believe about your practice, or if you're a salesperson, about your network of people you sell to. The reasons that you believe that you are good at what you do. And then write down the reasons why you are successful at what you do, and I want you to be sure that you write them down in the present tense. That is monumentally important. And what you're going to do here is create what's known as a belief narrative. And little by little, you're going to sit down, and you're going to do this in, you should probably do it in three or four different settings. But what I always tell my clients is to start out just making that list. And from that, start to develop a narrative. Start to write out some pros of, I am successful because, I am good at what I do because. And you will, if you follow that mold, I'll give you an example here just so you have this. I'll read this. This is from my own notes. I will have a successful coaching business because I'm an excellent coach and completely believe in the value of coaching. I really care about my clients and their success. I'm a great listener, and my positive, energetic, and motivating personality inspires and encourages people. I have a great attitude. I'm persistent, committed, and motivated. Or you could add things like, I also have excellent sales and marketing skills, critical for growing a business, and give examples of that. What are your marketing skills? What are your sales skills that you have that are really above and beyond what everyone else has, or what you think make you better than your competition, or better than what you were last week? More importantly, better than what you were, because comparing yourself is really kind of setting yourself up for negative vibes and for disappointment in a lot of cases. Say things like, I have numerous personal experiences that make me attractive to potential clients and are useful in coaching. In my particular instance, I have a myriad of life experience growing up in a very Catholic conservative family on Long Island in the 60s and 70s, living the sex, drug, and rock and roll lifestyle. I am next month celebrating 19 years of drug-free sobriety. Things like that give me great life experience to bring out to my coaching clients and to help them understand the difficulties that they are experiencing in their lives, to help them conquer those via some of the tools that I have used and I have been taught. Now, obviously, I don't ever claim to have done this all by myself. I came from where I came from with the help of a lot of people, and those life experiences and those helpful people in my life have given me the ability to take my life experiences and use them to help other people step out of theirs. So what you're going to do is you're going to write this exhaustive list of reasons why you believe you will have the life and the business of your dreams. Include all your skills, all your talents, all your education, your philosophies, your experiences, all the personal characteristics, and on and on and on. Everything that applies to exactly why you believe that you will have the life that you desire. That you have the life that you desire. That it is yours now. Use complete sentences. Begin sentences with the word I. Use I a lot, because it is all about you. It is only about you. Write as much as you can, and be cognizant of the feelings and the emotions that begin to swell up inside of you. And write until you basically think that there's nothing else to write, until you are pretty much exhausted. Stop there. Take a break. I want you to walk away, but I want you to come back again, and I want you to sit down, and I want you to read everything that you have written before and start writing again. And I'd like you to do that at least two more times, so that you have sat down to this writing three different times. And in each different interval when you sit down, you will read what you wrote before and start writing one more time. What you will find is that you believe in yourself considerably more than you actually think you do. This is imperative when you're trying to build a business. It's imperative when you are trying to change things about your personal life. It's imperative for people who come out of bad relationships, divorces. To state your beliefs in yourself is enormously important to get yourself back on the track of knowing that you can accomplish everything you wish to accomplish, as opposed to all of the feelings of failure. I know in particular for people from my generation, the baby boomers, I know that when we have failed relationships and failed marriages, there is a huge cloud of failure that sits over us, because we came from maybe the last generation that looked at marriage as something for life. It was only when we were kids that divorce started to become a huge thing, where divorces started to become one and out of every two marriages ended in divorce. That was during our young years. We were still brought up in that paradigm of that marriage relationship was to last forever, and it was supposed to be something that you took to the grave with you. When we have those relationships come to a close, there is a huge cloud of failure. There's a particular cloud of failure it's sometimes a larger cloud for women than it is for men, because women have the entire family paradigm so drilled into their heads about husband and kids and taking care of them, and that's the whole family thing. When that collapses, that's where women wind up in trouble with their belief in themselves. That's also, by the way, why women have a lot of women who go through divorces wind up with substance abuse problems, because they have such a hard time in dealing with the collapse of what they thought was going to be their life's work, quotes their family. Now, of course, you throw into that the big changes in the country in the last 20 years around women working more and being part of the workforce in much larger numbers than they ever were before. That has translated, by the way, into a lot more women who don't have children until later in life, or maybe don't have children at all. So that, which I think in large degree is part and parcel of that whole thought of failure when the relationship then goes down. It's like they didn't accomplish all those things that they wanted to. Now, it's the last thing I ever do is speak in absolutes. I'm giving you examples of some things that happened to some people along the way, and the failure of their belief system and how it breaks down. So what we do with this belief narrative is step out of that mentality and move more into talking about why we are successful, why we believe in us. And as I said earlier, when you sit down and do this, you're going to find that you believe in yourself a whole lot more than you really think you do. Again, that's part of your default thinking. We fall back into this. I didn't make this. I didn't do that. I wasn't accomplished at this other thing, and I could have been better at this. And if I try harder, I might have succeeded at that. And we get all these kind of semi-negative and negative thought processes going in our head that undermines our belief in ourselves. So when you sit down and put this stuff on paper, and there's importance in the actual sitting down and putting it on paper. There is a system of expressing where you are taking your thoughts and you are putting them through your brain, creating words and creating an expression of writing it out, that is hugely important in helping to cement it in your brain and to make it clearer and clearer that that is the truth of who you are. So this belief statement, this belief narrative, I think is enormously important. It helps absolutely every one of my coaching clients, and it's part of, as I said earlier, the beginning statement of the beginning part of coaching, where we do a decide, believe, and dream exercise. It gets everyone into that mentality of deciding to be successful, believing that they can, and then we put together the dream aspect is a little bit different than what you might think it is. We don't dream about what we will do. The dream statement is actually a letter we write back to a concerned relative, a friend, a parent, a brother or a sister, whatever, where we actually lay claim to the life that we are leading. So it's the dream come true, basically, is what the dream narrative is about, or the dream statement. And we'll get to that in another session. We'll certainly stop by and visit with that one, as I will go through little by little the entire system that I use to coach people. Hopefully you will see somewhere in there an advantage for you, something that you can use, something that will help you move. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. This is What We're Thinking About. I'm Ken Ludwig. I'll talk to you again in three.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another
more screaming.
But unless we work together...
No screaming here. There's no screaming tonight. We do seem like we're bunkered into high-walled camps sometimes, don't we? With the left and right, and the non-stop, ever-present beating over the head by the media and the negativity of life that is just so not the truth of anything. I want to say something here. I want to read something that I saw in Time magazine today. It's a quote from a reader, I believe, of Time magazine. His name is Nick, and he's from Calabasas, California. I don't want to get into an argument about Iraq because I won't go there because I'm a firm believer. I'm sure everybody gets that from me. I'm a firm believer that war is not the answer. That we need to become the country who stops having killing back be our first motivation and our first response. But this particular quote that this man wrote into Time magazine really touched my heart. And I think since I'm from the Vietnam era and I am, I'm a consummate draft dodger. I'm the only person you'll talk to probably in history that, or in your lifetime, that was drafted five times. And I managed to stay out of Vietnam because I absolutely disagreed with the entire entanglement there. But this fellow's comment reminded me of Vietnam, and I think a lot of us from that era are becoming reminded more and more every day about Vietnam with what's going on in Iraq. And this fellow, Nick, out of California, wrote in, when the troops finally come home from Iraq and the judgment of history is written, how will we justify to grieving parents the pointless deaths of their children in service of this monstrous blunder? That just really, really touched my heart, because I am clear that the only people I support in this entire mess are our men and women in uniform. Our troops, our soldiers need our support, need our love, need our prayers. They need us to send them everything we can send them from our hearts, maybe armored Humvees, maybe some serious flak jackets or body armor, whatever it takes to help them. But we're just involved in this quagmire, and the troops are the only thing that need our support. And I think every day we come closer and closer to the realization that this is going to get down in history as one of the great blunders in the history of the United States. Anyway, another quote here for you. This is from Dr. Roger Thiel. I invite us to know love, to realize that love is greater than sometimes our own estimation of love or our own practice of love, that has within it the qualities of acceptance, unrelenting forgiveness, and compassion, and then give that love to ourselves. I think that is one of the pieces that is so missing in our society today, is our lack of giving that love to ourselves. If you clearly get that you are a divine incarnation of the One, that you are one with the Almighty, then you can get clear pretty easily and pretty quickly, in my book, on how much you are one with yourself, and that you can be absolutely as in love with you as you are with the Almighty. I have a one-on-one relationship with the Lord, and I am very clear in that relationship. I know I need no middlemen, I need no priests, no ministers, no rabbis. It is me and God. We are one. And I bestow that love upon myself as often as I can and to the best of my ability. And I always know that I am way short of the mark when it comes to that, because if I am taking care of me, if I am loving me, if I am providing the good that I need, then the quality of my ability to serve others depends distinctly on the quality of my ability to take care of and to serve myself. And I think it's very important. I love that quote from Dr. Roger. I think it just speaks volumes. Ludwig von Beethoven once said, "Oh God, may I live to have one day of unsullied joy." That's kind of an oddball statement. I just kind of like it because it speaks to the fact that joy is why we're here. Joy is our purpose, to experience all the joy that spirit, that the universe has to bestow upon us. And if you wake up every morning, as I do, and say affirmations to yourself that affirm that joy, and one of my affirmations is, "I have always been joyous this day," the purpose of that affirmation is to acknowledge basically that I have always been joyous every waking moment of every single day. And as I've said before, is every moment that way? Is every day that way? No, of course it's not. But the truth is that on the days where it's not joyous, where it's not magnificent, it is only really just a little less than that, as opposed to what it may have been in the past, which was probably a whole lot farther away from joyous or magnificent. So that's an important point for me. It's an important point in my life. I wanted to speak a little bit about our gratitude thing, because I don't think I've covered it much in the last few days, and I think the gratitude part of life is so very important. I have become back – I mentioned this on the show here last week, I think, and I have gotten myself back into a habit that I think is hugely important, and I have started doing it again because I realized I was giving out the advice and I wasn't doing it, and that's not who I am. If I'm going to give out advice, I need to be following it myself. I've started back doing my gratitude journal, and I have been writing down 5 gratitudes every single morning for the last 10 days or so, and I want you to know that it has changed my attitude every single morning. I feel more grateful just to be alive. I'm Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. 3 more minutes. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Scarcity, there's not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high walls.
Okay, we're back.
Left and right, it seems, and there's not much time.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We've been talking about the movie The Secret and the law of attraction here for quite some time. And I've gotten an email from a friend of ours. His name is Brett, and Brett lives in Australia and listens to the show on a fairly regular basis. I'm not sure what the time difference is there, but I know it's a whole different time of day than it is here. And Brett, I'm glad you're listening. But Brett sent in an interesting point that we've talked about in brief before. He asked me to discuss what's a common dilemma out there. The law of attraction, of course, states that we attract our circumstances. So he asked, does this mean that a child attracts a terminal disease? Does it mean that the people in the World Trade Center attracted the planes? My views on that are actually covers a lot of ground. There's a lot of different thoughts I have about that. I'd like to cover the child with the terminal disease first, because I think that's a real problem for a lot of people. A lot of people have trouble with just that whole scenario. How can there be a God? How can God even be present and allow an infant to die of a terminal illness? And I think there's a lot of different ways to look at that. I believe that we attract into our lives the circumstances and experiences that we are to have based on our current awareness. I also believe that there is – I believe – in a school of thought that says we might even be, before we come here, we might be We may determine before we arrive in the, on this plane, we may determine along with spirit that we are going to experience certain things for a certain amount of time. And as we take the human form, we then have the free will to experience that entire scenario of events without any recollection whatsoever of what we had predetermined we were going to do. Now, it doesn't mean predestination, because we still come into this life with a free choice, but we may have determined there would be certain experiences we would go through as we went through this life. I'm not sure if I totally believe in that structure or not, but it's in a great many ways it makes a lot of sense to me. And as I believe that first cause is the mind of God, that everything that ever was, is, or shall be is simply a manifestation of the self-contemplation of the mind of God. You and I are effects of that self-contemplation. Spirit created us the way it wanted us to be, the way it wanted us to be its experience of life. And once again, I go back to the fact that in my worldview, God is not something we personify. God just is. God is the overall creative energy of the universe. God does not get up and go and play golf in the morning, nor does God get up and go and murder somebody, nor does God get up and as a child have a terminal illness. God just is. And God's experience of each and every one of us, or God's experience, I'm sorry, of God's self, is through and as us. God gets its experience as each individual reacts and responds to the experiences of life. And if you stop and think that God is the universal, that there is only this one enormous, mind-boggling, never-to-be-figured-out universal oneness that is creating nonstop, constantly needing to create to express God's self, then there is a myriad of experiences that this oneness needs to have. It would want to have every experience. Its desire would be to have every experience there is. And that experience is all done without any judgment whatsoever. Recognize that nothing is ever right or wrong until we judge it to be so. There's a great joke about the three umpires that are standing together and they're talking about their job, and the one umpire says, there's balls and there's strikes, and I calls them as I sees them. And the next umpire says, yeah, there's balls and there's strikes, but I calls them as they are. And the third umpire says, well, there's balls and there's strikes, but they ain't nothing till I calls them. And that's exactly what the experiences of life are to us. They're nothing until we call them good, bad, right, wrong, righteous, or evil. All the experiences of life just simply are. And the divine has those experiences non-judgmentally. So back to that child with the terminal illness. In my worldview, that is first cause. That is God experiencing God's self as a terminally ill child. To God, neither good nor bad, simply an experience. God's further experience, and the key to me is how then do the people around that experience respond? That is the key piece to me, because it is our compassion, our love, our holding of each other and responding to each other and reaching out to the heart of the grieving, that is the beauty, if you will, of that experience. And every once in a while, not every once in a while, I think every time something like that happens, there's a certain number of the people who respond to that who find themselves in such a rewarding place of compassion and love that it changes how they view their life. It changes how they view their world. And they now become a more compassionate and a more loving person. That is the beauty of what we consider to be a negative response. In everything, there is beauty. Anyone who's listened to this show for a couple of times knows that I am always looking for the positive side of everything. I truly know to my very core that everything that takes place in our lives at its heart is compassionate and good. Now, do we have to look a little far sometimes to find that compassion and goodness? You betcha. Because it's not always on the surface. It's not always something you can see right out. And we can just maybe segue right into the second part of Brett's question. Certainly, when we look at the World Trade Center and we look at 9/11, it's hard on the surface to find anything beautiful there, to find anything good that happened there. And did the people in the building attract those planes? No. I don't know how that's even conceivable, because that they were not attracting to themselves the end of their lives. But understand this, that when the time comes for you to go, that part of you, that divine part of you that animates you, knows it's time to go. You don't know. You may never know. Most of us probably will have no clue whatsoever. But that part of us that is that piece of the divine, that individuation of the divine, knows it's time to leave, and how we leave is unimportant to spirit. It doesn't matter if it's suicide, if it's a car accident, if it's an airplane disaster in the World Trade Center, or if it is that infant child with the terminal illness. When the spirit of me knows it's time to go, I always refer to it as any exit strategy is a legitimate exit strategy, and it leaves not knowing or caring how it left. David Hawkins, the great author of Power versus Force, maintains that it is a physical impossibility for us to experience our own death. And the reason for that is because nothing ever dies. We may leave this body behind. We may cash in this earthly form, but there is no death. We are an individuation of the divine, an individuation of the one and only universal God, the Supreme. And there is no way on God's green earth, if you'll pardon the expression, that that energy can be done away with. There is no God and something else. There is only God. So here I am, an individuation of that spirit. I am a part and parcel of what is the divine. I can't be killed. I can't go away. I'm sure people have read, well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know how many people have read that if you go back and check through history and if you talk about the atomic structure of the man that was Jesus Christ, or the atomic structure of the man that was Julius Caesar, or the atomic structure of Susan B. Anthony, any person in history who is no longer with us, the atoms that made them up have recirculated, and it's entirely possible that there are atoms in your body that belong to Abraham Lincoln or that belong to the Buddha. It's very possible that there are atoms in you that belong to all kinds of historical people, or maybe just everyday folks. But those atoms that were once our physical form, our humanness, if you will, or our human body, if you will, those are recycled. That didn't die either. All it did was take on new form. The quantum physicists would tell you that energy can neither be added nor deleted from the universe. And that is exactly what that part of you that is animated by the divine is, a part of the energy of the universe. It cannot be done away with. So back to the question. I think that first cause is the reason why so many of those things happen. Simply the will of God, an act of God, what we refer to as an act of God so often truly is just that. And the experience of God is 9/11. The experience of God is that horrible tragedy. It's a horrible tragedy to us. To God, it is simply an experience. But once again, we have then the reactions of those of us who were there. And by the way, I happen to be in New York for 9/11. My whole family lives there. I have a brother who actually worked in the building across the street, and we lost friends in that tragedy. good friends in some cases, and in other, lots of acquaintances. When you live on Long Island your entire life, you know lots and lots and lots of people who work in Manhattan, and obviously there were lots and lots of people working in the World Trade Center. So I was there when that happened, and I was stuck in New York for 5 days. I was actually supposed to leave on the morning of 9/11, on the afternoon of 9/11, I'm sorry, and my flight never left because the airports got closed down after the attack, obviously. Excuse me. But what I saw, and what we, I think we continue to see, is any number of people who responded in that compassionate and loving way, who went back to that site day after day after day to do the compassionate and loving thing. And I think there's a great percentage of those people who never left that mindset, who stayed in that mentality. Now, we're Americans, and you know, when every time something happens, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, no matter how we judge it, in America, the Novocaine wears off very quickly, and we just go back to our daily lives. But what makes these situations, what brings the beauty to these situations, is the numbers of people who continue on with that compassionate and loving mindset. I think that is enormously important. I think that is the bigger picture of what happens in those huge tragedies, and it's the bigger picture of God's experience as humanity. Because truly we are spiritual beings having a human experience. It's not the other way around. We are not human beings with a spirit. We are spiritual beings, and we are having this human experience, and we come through here for whatever time we are to come through here. And we leave when we leave. Humans tend to question when a baby dies. No one ever questioned when the baby was born. We always only question when it dies. The people who died in the World Trade Center, we didn't question when any of those people were born. We simply questioned when they died. And my belief, my worldview is that when your time comes, you go. The flip side of that coin would be if you look at the people who attempt to commit suicide and fail, my view is that they couldn't accomplish suicide no matter what. They couldn't accomplish it. They couldn't succeed at it if there was a huge bet on them succeeding, simply because it wasn't their time to go. If it's not your time, nothing you can do can get you out of here. Once again, the part of you that animates you, that divine piece of you, knows and goes when it's ready and doesn't particularly care how. So, Brett, that's my very long answer to your question. I don't think it's a simple question. I think it's a very complex question. I think there are lots and lots of views, and I know there are lots of views that differ with mine. My view is always to look for the divine hand, to always look for God's experience and for God in action. I'd love to hear what you have to say about this, folks. It's 1-800-313-9443. That was a very scary time in life, that 9/11 thing. I do want to make a comment here, and it goes back to the opening of the show when we talk about Gandhi's thought about truth power. I was reading something the other day that made mention of the fact that we in America have gotten very astute recognizing when people are capitalizing on 9/11 and on the terrorist threat in general. And the scariest part about that all is that as we recognize these people who are capitalizing on it, and some of them are distinctly and decidedly running for president, you can decide who the heck they are. But when we recognize these people who are, by the way, some of them might actually be president, people who are trading on terrorism and on the terrorists and using it to make us afraid and scared or trying to capitalize on it, what happens is we get a little bit desensitized to the terrorist threat. And so the government continues to overstate the case, as was the case with this John F. Kennedy airport attack. It would appear now that these people, these three lamoids who are in charge of masterminding this attack, that these guys might have created a huge fire at one end of Kennedy Airport, but the chances that they would have created some kind of Holocaust through Queens were slim and non-existent. But still, reporters and the prosecutor who broke the story make sensationalistic noise about it, and their purpose is very clearly to raise their own profile, to have people recognize them as this anti-terrorist force and to exploit the terrorism threat. But my point is back a ways here to the fact that we get desensitized when we recognize all these people who are doing this, and then we clearly don't take the threat seriously. And that could be more dangerous than the threat itself, because absolutely, without any question whatsoever, the threat is real. Terrorism is real. But as has been said so many times, your chances of being taken out by a terrorist are way less than your chances of being taken out by lightning at this point. I think we, once again, we need to applaud the people in the background, the people who are the ones who thwart these efforts and these attempts to put fear into our lives and to make terrorism a part of our existence as it is in so many other parts of the world. Those people are doing great work. The people who make the announcements are not them. That lady prosecutor in New York or New Jersey, wherever she was, who made the big announcement about this thwarting this plot that would have been a monumental catastrophe and would have blown up half of Queens and the entire length of the pipeline from New Jersey to New York, all turned out to be pretty much her blowing smoke and trying to make something out of nothing and make herself look like something that she probably is never going to be. This is Ken Ludwig. It's What We're Thinking About. I'll talk to you again in 3 minutes.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleilWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found.
But all right, we're back.
Into high-walled camps, left and right,
it's they, It's a Monday night drawing to a close. Sometimes an hour almost doesn't seem like enough time. I hope you've enjoyed what we've talked about this evening. We've definitely strayed off the topic that we were going to finish up tonight and maybe Friday night on the movie The Secret and the Law of Attraction. But I'm sure we'll get to that. On Wednesday night, we will have back our guest from last Wednesday night, Michael Charest, personal and business coach extraordinaire. I hope you will tune in to listen to him. I will put this out there once again this evening. I am also a personal and a business coach, and I am a speaker, and I have a fabulous speech on using the law of attraction to increase your business or to grow your practice, whatever works, however that works for you. I will speak to your business group, your fraternal organization, or your professional association, and I will pretty much speak to them anywhere in the country. Give me an email at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net, and we can talk about it. I am also asking everyone out there, if you think that you would like to learn more about how to use the law of attraction in your life, in your business, or your personal life, if you would like to learn to recognize why you attract the things you do, if you'd like to know more about how to clear the major attracting force in your life, which is your subconscious, then send me an email at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net, and I will offer you a totally free complimentary coaching session. There is no obligation whatsoever to continue with the coaching. I treat it just like any other coaching session, and you will get to find out firsthand how coaching works and if it'll work for you. You'll get to find out if I'm someone you think you can work with and someone you think that you can be coached by, and I will find out for certain if you are someone that I think I would like to have as a client. I have a proven, comprehensive, step-by-step system that when activated by the motivated, coachable, trainable person will virtually guarantee success. And it works in both areas. It works for your business. It'll work in your personal life. Even though I have a step-by-step system, I always make the point with everyone that I am not the coaching Nazi, and the system depends purely and solely on you and how quickly you wish to move through it. It's a great program. It has helped thousands and thousands of entrepreneurs over the years to make their business more successful than it was before. I am an expert at taking you from where you were to where you want to be. I would like to be your full-time advocate. I would like to be the person who works for you to help you get into that space of where you would like to be. So, Wednesday night we have Michael Charest. A week from Wednesday we are going to have the fellas from Common Tables. Common Tables is a group that gets different people from different walks of life together to have dinner. I am truly looking forward to having them on a week from Wednesday. 2 weeks from Wednesday, we will have Frosty Wooldridge back on to talk a little bit more about his take on living the spiritual life, a little different from his show about immigration and overpopulation. I love having Frosty on because I know him as the guy that I talk to on this show, a little different from what he talks about on his show. So I'm looking forward to that. As I said earlier, I hope you've enjoyed this evening's show. I enjoyed doing it because we covered a lot of really great ground. I thank Brett for his great questions about the World Trade Center and a child with a terminal illness. I'm sorry. Must be getting near the end of the hour because all of a sudden I'm starting to get tongue-tied. William Blake said, exuberance is beauty. Exuberance is exactly what we need in this life if we are going to manifest what we want. If we're going to activate our dreams, we need exuberance. It is beauty. Email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. This is Ken Ludwig. This is what we're thinking about. I love you all. Have a magnificent evening. We'll hear you again on Wednesday.
But it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day, and if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there.